This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
It's time once again for the Live Feed's presentation of the 2019 Midwest Music Fest. Tonight's episode features the Minneapolis-based band Gully Boys. With just a couple years under their belts, Gully Boys have released one full-length album and have been rocking audiences ever since their inception. I caught up with the band when they played the festival at Ed's No Name Bar here in Winona. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Gully Boys on the Live Feed. I'm here at the Midwest Music Fest with the Gully Boys. They just got done performing. How are you girls doing?
We're good, and we're boys.
How are you boys doing?
Well, we're doing wonderfully.
Just rocking our socks off.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you rocked everyone else's socks off in there. So you guys want to just introduce yourselves and let us know what you play?
Yeah. I'm Kathy. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Natalie. I sing backup and play bass.
And I'm Naughty, and I sing backup and play drums.
Awesome. So I was looking at your bio online, and it said that you guys just started playing in 2016. It said that you didn't even know how to play your instruments.
Yeah, we kind of learned together. We learned together, and that's kind of why we started the band, because we all have tried to be in bands or tried to play instruments before, but kind of just didn't even let it go anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you need the motivation of a band to learn the instrument when you're our age, when you're not in school with
and you don't have an instructor. Like I definitely, I literally stumbled on the drums before, and then we wrote a song, and I was like, okay, cool, this is how you keep a beat, and then just taught myself how to play.
Nice, that's pretty amazing. Then you had your first album came out in like, what, 2017?
2018.
Yeah. 2018, that was your first.
Our first, we had an EP in 2017, and then our album came out in 2018.
Okay, that's really quick, that's pretty cool. The one that came out in 2018, that's Not So Brave, that's your first full length, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is, yep.
Okay.
Our first anything, like... Really? We actually put work a lot of work into, so.
Yeah? How long did it take to make?
3 days. We went to Pachyderm on Friday, recorded until 2 a.m., then we recorded all day on Saturday, and did a little mixing on Sunday, and then we went home.
Cool.
Some songs only took a couple takes. One was only one take, because we didn't have enough time.
We want to put this on the album, so we're going to do it in one take, and if it doesn't work, it's not going on the album, so.
We did it live, too.
Did it make it on the album?
Yeah, Sugar Scrub. It's, We work better under pressure, I guess.
Yeah, we definitely work better under pressure.
That's cool. That's awesome. And Pachyderm, that's a pretty big studio. What was that experience like?
It's surreal. It was weird being in such a big boy space when we felt like such little boys who didn't really know what we were doing. And Nick really the sound engineer there, he walked us through so much. He was so patient with us and really gave us good notes. And then it was fun to just, like, swim in the pool that's there afterwards as, like, a reward.
I think that we didn't really know how big of a deal it was. Like, we knew it was a big deal, but we didn't really know while we were there. I guess it felt like, oh, we were given this opportunity, and that's super cool, and we're going to take it. And then afterwards, it was like, we want to interview you about your experience at Pachyderm. Yeah. I don't know. That was when it was
I had, like, done a little bit of research before because I was just like, oh, let me just do some research before Pachyderm. And I, like, kept finding all this stuff, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is an amazing studio. And for some reason, I had thought that, like, it was the Pachyderm in L.A. So I was just like, oh, it's not the same thing. And then I was like, oh, no, this is, like, the same thing. This is, like, literally where Nirvana sat, so.
PJ Harvey. Yeah.
Right.
And it was, I think one of the reasons we couldn't experience the weight of the experience is because it was so fast. It was just kind of like there and then gone.
Yeah.
So,
So, you know, festivals are fun, you know. Is this your first year at Midwest Music Fest then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, what do you think so far?
Fun.
It's super fun. There's so many people here. And then we were just like looking at the lineups for driving in, or like, those are our friends. That's our friends. Those are our friends. So it's
awesome.
Just like really cool to see all of our Minneapolis buds.
And then some names that we've like heard, but I don't know, are outside of our circle.
Our Minneapolis bubble.
Cool. Is there anyone here that you're real excited to see this weekend?
A couple. Barbaro, we're friends with a couple people in Barbaro.
I love Night Moves.
Yeah, Night Moves. We're really excited to see Mike. Yeah, get wild.
You say Nookie Jones.
Nookie Jones.
Nookie Jones. Very cute name.
It is, isn't it?
And I'm obsessed with that band name. I think it's very good.
The Shackletons are like,
yeah.
Some good brothers who rock.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. Right? Exactly. So, do you guys have like a favorite story from the road? Anything funny or interesting that's happened to you?
Well, I guess we use a DVS recorder on tour, and we just recently got the footage back from that, and it was really funny to be a fly on the wall on our own conversations.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Sometimes it was just so ridiculous. Like, one time I was in the bar with the DVS, no one's around me, and I go, "Smells good in here!" Very loud.
In the bathroom, just like filming the walls of the bathroom, and it's just funny to like watch our own memories and remember like cliff jumping and getting on some random people's tube who just like wanted to take us tubing in the middle of a lake in Nashville.
We went cliff jumping, and when we were in the water, a boat pulls up.
You're like, "You guys want to go tubing?"
And we're like, "Okay."
I asked them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Said, but then they were red.
And so we were with like this little kid where they're like this little 5-year-old and his dad and us on
he
a tube.
Better at it than we were. All of us on this tiny little tube, strangers.
The South is weird.
Yeah, and then they just dropped us back off at the drop-off point from where we, and we just climbed back up the rock and went cliff jumping again.
Cool, that's awesome. Wow, adventure.
Very bizarre.
So what have you been listening to lately? Like, what would be on your playlist right now? What did you listen to on the way here?
I'm obsessed with the band The Japanese House. I've been listening to them a lot. They're a British band. And then also, Lizzo. We listened to Lizzo for the first half, her new album, Because I Love You, is so good. So, Lizzo, if you hear this, we really want to open for you on either October 9th or October 11th at the Armory. So just saying.
Lizzo, we love you. I've been listening to U.S. Girls. They have a couple albums, but I hadn't heard of them until their most recent one, which is extremely good. And then I'm also loving The Beths, who are coming to Rock the Garden this summer. So that's very exciting, too.
This is maybe embarrassing, but I never had a Foo Fighters phase, and I can't stop listening to the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, you know, if you peeked at my, you know how you on Spotify you can follow people? I'm pretty sure for like 2 days it was just The Pretender. I hate that everyone can see that. But yes, that's it.
I've been listening to Room 5 again, and I've been listening on private sessions, so no one can at me for listening to them.
It's old. I mean, if it's like new Maroon 5, that's embarrassing.
It's that Girl Like You video, that song, it's been stuck in my head, so I just like dance around to it, and I'm like, private session. No one can know I listen to this.
So do you have any guilty pleasures, any songs or bands that you listen to that would surprise people?
Pretender by Foo Fighters.
What's my guilty pleasure?
We always end up listening to, I don't know, but like Panic at the Disco in the car. I don't know if that's like guilty.
I'm not guilty though. I'll say that proudly. I love Panic at the Disco. Not now though. Brendan Urie now. How dare he make a song with Taylor Swift?
It's not a good song either.
Not
it's a very
good
bad song.
That's not Panic at the Disco. That's just Brendan Urie.
You marvel in my mind for blush. You're not the twitching limb of a let's just sit each other up.
So, another question. Vinyl or digital? What do you, what do you prefer?
Digital.
I'm just lazy.
Yeah. It's easier.
I like the quality of vinyl, but it's bad for the environment and expensive to make. So.
Yeah, if I could put it in my pocket and like
listen in my car.
Right. And I got a turntable for Christmas, and I'm bitter about it right now because apparently you need like a receiver or a preamp, and I haven't been able to buy one yet, so I'm mad.
So you're just looking at
so
it.
So digital.
Yeah, we're no hipsters.
Yes, we are. But
you know. I want a CD, to be honest. Give me a CD.
That's cool. So, Billy Bigfoot is the mascot or whatever for Midwest Music Fest. Does Bigfoot exist?
Yes. Yeah, why not? Who might have doubted his existence?
Yeah.
He wants to be private.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
He's minding his own business. Right. Let him be.
My dad.
How do we know it's a guy?
Yeah, maybe it's...
That's true.
Maybe that's why he's in hiding.
Billy, it could be either.
Yeah, Billy...
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Billie Eilish.
They.
Billie Eilish is actually Bigfoot. No,
Bigfoot is non-binary?
Yes, exactly.
Non-binary. I mean, why put a gender on that? It's just
right.
Doesn't make any sense. My dad used to show me videos of Bigfoot, and it would freak me out so much. He would, like, go laugh in his room after he showed me all these videos. And I was like, Dad, it's not funny. Bigfoot is real, and he's here.
And he's literally
here. Oh, wow.
Around.
So, do you guys have anything else in the works? Any new recordings or are you going on a tour or anything like that coming up?
Big music video. We've been had up our sleeves for a long time. Yeah.
We got a big one and then two small ones coming out this summer. Then we got a tour at the end of the summer.
Nice, nice.
Not been announced yet, but.
Oh.
It's happening. New York.
Yeah, whether you're ready or not, I don't know.
Right. Also, if you are a big fan of vinyl, we do have this direct-to-vinyl session that you can pre-order a song of your choosing, and we will play it for you with a little...
Like, specifically for you.
For you, like, every song. So it's, like, this cool opportunity we got in New York where we go in a studio, and then they're literally recording our live studio direct-to-vinyl, and then so everyone who pre-orders one gets their own little individualized vinyl.
That's awesome.
It's on, if you want to like check it out, it's book. I like consistently post on our Instagram and Facebook. Our website is under construction right now, but it will be up and running. I mean, it's like running right now, but it's not as up to date as those other two.
It's so great to meet you guys, and you had a great set, so thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks
so much
for having
me.
So I can feel this life, 'cause that'll be
Thanks again to Gully Boys for joining us tonight on the live feed. For more information about the band, just search Gully Boys on Facebook or Bandcamp. For more great local and regional music, tune into the live feed every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Gully Boys on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM. On the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Find podcasts of the live feed and all your favorite KQAL shows by going to kqal.org and looking for program archives under the Media tab. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.